They're the fascinating Tshuva and the Radvaz. Very interesting question comes up. Nope. Hopefully it'll never happen to any of you, even Clevelander. Hopefully it'll never be a case. But let's say, God forbid, one of you end up in prison. Obviously only for embezzlement. You know, we're Jewish after all. And you know, we wouldn't do anything else. Tax fraud. After what I said last week, can it really get any worse, like what I could say on the recording? But let's say one of you were to end up in jail. And you have a really, really nice guard. Like maybe Gavi gave him Leva Bunim or something. I don't know. But you had a really, really nice guard. And he said, I'm going to throw you a bone. I'm going to let you out of jail for one day. One day! You get to go out of jail. That seems like a pretty sweet deal. You've been locked up for a long time. We've all seen the movies when they get out. It's very, very exciting. So the Radvaz asks, which day should one go out?
Today.
It is not the first time Kobe heard that, because there's no way he got that question right the last time. I actually thought that he threw out a lot more suggestions, but he says, you know, at first glance, you should really go out Yom Kippur, which is a fascinating concept if you think about like Yom Kippur specifically, as we don't really do any mitzvah d'oraisas in tefillah on Yom Kippur, and I'm pretty sure if you're in prison, you could fast just the same. So it is a fascinating thing that he's saying Yom Kippur. Then after he said, you know, Yom Kippur is not the best answer. He's like, maybe Purim, okay? Already Purim makes a little more sense. It's also an Eitz Rasson Tefillah. You have a mitzvah tefillin, which you have every day, but a mitzvah tefillin. You have also Megillah, which would be Pesukim Nisa. So there would be a lot of things that one can do. The Radvaz answers at the end that Kobe knew so well, and the Clevelander before he goes to bed every night, he says, if I'm ever in prison, what night will I go out of jail? And the answer is, you go out that day, that exact day. You say, oh, you give me any day. You know, you come to me today on Tes Cheshvan, and you say, what day do you want to go out of jail? It's a long time till Yom Kippur, so I might not want to wait 11 months. It's like, you know, I may not want to do that. It's okay. He says you go out that day. That the first opportunity you have to go out, because we don't want to pass up on mitzvahs. You could also say, you know, we don't know what's going to be. I might not live. I might not live so much more. Who knows what's going on, especially in prison. Who knows what's going to be? But it's that opportunity. You want to jump on that opportunity right here and there. You want to jump on davening. Like that idea of being able to go out, you're not going out to like enjoy the world. Like being that first opportunity to have a minion to daven besibur, as we talked about last week, where we all have our cheshvan minion challenge. I hope you've been keeping track. Don't worry, just because I haven't asked any of you how you're doing so far, it doesn't mean that it hasn't been the first thought in my head every single day. But it got me thinking yesterday. I actually had a disaster of a mincha and ma'ariv experience. Sometimes, like, you know, there's a thing called minion IQ. So let's say you're the chazan, and you daven Leva Torah, and you've now been here a year plus, and you know Rav Boaz has like a 4 to 5 minute Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say you're the chazan, and you have like an 11 minute Shmoneh Esrei, and we're waiting 6 minutes for Chazar of the Shas. That's called having no minion IQ, and that's called being an idiot. So sometimes if people have no minion IQ. So it happened to me yesterday, I was home, and I couldn't get to any of the earlier mincha, so they had like a 4:30 mincha in my parking lot. It was 20 minutes before Shkia, in a shul, my parking lot. And we didn't end up getting a minion of people davening. And there were two people who just decided, like 5 minutes before we were supposed to start davening to themselves. That was annoying for a couple of reasons. Number one, if we ended up getting one extra person that hadn't davened yet, we wouldn't have been having 10 people davening, which is obviously much, much better to do. Number two, it's 15 minutes before Shkia, so what are you doing? Like, I don't know. I don't have the longest Shmoneh Esrei, and neither one of those guys had a 15-minute Shmoneh Esrei. They also don't speak English, so I'm not so concerned they're going to listen to this recording. But just wait till like 8 minutes before Shkia, however amount of time you need to do. Like, why are you not going at that point? So I was like, I came home and my wife's like, wow, you look angry. I'm like, yeah, I'm furious. We didn't have 10 people diving. We had people doing stupid things. Then this guy, there's a coal there. They tried to get coal people to come. Like, no, they're paid to learn. Like, it's not right to get them to come. Like, everything that was possibly going wrong. And then when I said to someone, maybe they shouldn't have the minion anymore. It's like, no, we'll have 6 people diving every day. We'll get 4 other people. Like, yeah, that's not a good mahalach. So I wasn't really so thrilled. But getting onto this point of like, let's just segue onto like the importance of minion. The reason I'm going onto that Radvaz, like when we want to do something right away, is that we have to show ourselves that no, davening really, really does matter. It doesn't happen in a, like, if you've never been to a minyan before and you show up there yesterday, okay, great, great, okay, this person's davening, that person's half asleep, that person's literally in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei because he was supposed to be the 10th, but he started early, like, okay, whatever, like, you know, we're like a group of people there, I came to shul, I showed God I cared a little bit, like, I have like a 37 second walk to shul, so like, I showed God 37 seconds worth of a megillah. I put a little bit in. But when you get invested for long enough, it's like, you know, when you're a sports fan, and especially when you root for bad teams, something I can relate to. Like, you put in so much time, like you really care. Like, when you've never like done it, like, you just like not religiously, you just like by chance turn on the television, like, you don't really care what's going on. But as we get more and more invested, it starts to matter more. There's also on this original topic, the Mechilta, which is a Medrash on Sefer Shmuel. So he says also, when a mitzvah comes, we're supposed to jump right away. Like, you really want to do the mitzvah that first opportunity. Now, you guys can ask a good question. Right here, right now. We're told I'm supposed to go to 115. I'm not going to 115 today, but I'm told we're supposed to go to 115. Ben Reinberg, like Mincha Gadol, he's going to say, but Mark came in here and said, we got to jump on mitzvahs. So we got to do, you got 1 o'clock. We got to daven. There's a 1 o'clock mincha here. Why are we waiting until 3:30? So it's important yisod in life. Like, sometimes we just also have to be part of the program. Like, it's not passing up. Like, if you're told, like, to daven at 3:30, like, we don't always have to try to be done. Are any of you the Kohen who duchen with their hands out of the palace?
Yeah. I know someone who does that.
I just wanted to make sure I'm not talking to anyone here. I don't daven chakras and leva Torah. I don't know what goes on, so I only know what I hear. And I don't know anything about the sugya, but I actually told this to my friend who's a Kohen. All right. I told it my friend who's a Kohen, and he actually said, yeah, there's two shitas. One's to keep your hands in, one's to keep your hands out. So he's like, okay, the guy's like, it's a 50-50 whether he's doing it, but the guy's missing one important thing. Well, two important things. Number one, Rasif told him it's Pashat Usher. That should be enough of a reason to not do it. And the second reason is, there's part of being part of a program. Like, if no one else in the world is doing it, like, we don't have to always just be different. Like, sometimes we could just do what's part of the program. So even though Ben will have a good board at 1 o'clock. Oh, I can't go to Mincha, and I can't go to lunch, and Mark's leaving. Like, I'm like really stuck for 15 minutes. There's what to say about being part of the program. As anything in Judaism goes, like, you know, everyone ever asks you a question, the best answer to say is machlokes. So you don't have to know anything, but generally speaking, you're gonna be correct if you say that. And this exact question, the prison case, the exact question, it's not so pashut. People definitely argue. The Chacham Tzvi argues. And the Chai Adam has an important yisod in general. Like, we have to like prioritize in life. Like, not everything has the same level. Like, for example, if Rav Paltiel, God forbid, was to fall down. To fall down, like, the importance of picking him up is a little different than, you know, you're going into there and there's someone here. It's like annoying because no one's finger works, but like in normal doors where I just push a door open, like in the base matters, and there's a person that's like 100 feet away, and oh, I'm gonna keep the door open for him. So number one, that's not always like so nice. Sometimes it's like annoying, like, because then I feel like I have to go faster, and like, you don't have to do that. But obviously, picking up your Rebbe who fell down would be more important. So the Chai Yodim says, yeah, it's great. You know, Yud Cheshvan tomorrow is like a great day. It's a great day. It's a week before Josh's Rebbe Aryeh Cohen's birthday. It's a really special day, Yud Cheshvan. But at the end of the day, I think we would all agree, Yom Kippur carries a little more weight. And we have to know what's more important. So going out on Yom Kippur, going out on Purim would be, would obviously win out. And then there's also, it's like the same token. This question comes up too, although I don't really know if this is so possible. But let's say you're told, you go to a doctor. Do you guys go to doctors? I don't really go to doctors. Not because I'm into like the voodoo kind of stuff that, like, you know, you just go like that on your arm and all of a sudden you get better. I'm just more into like just not taking care of the problems, which isn't a good thing. But we'll give you a big shout after. But Josh's mother, who is very into going to doctors, actually probably saved the life of a relative of mine because she made her go to doctors. So it's important to go to doctors, but the marital's just, you know, we just don't hold a bit. Whatever, it is what it is. But let's say your doctor says, Dr. Waxman tells you, in a week span, you could only fast one time. Okay, it's like an interesting thing. That would only come up once during the course of the year, but it would not be possible to fast twice in a week. And not like, oh, I'm like a Leva Torah guy. Oh, it's so hard to fast. Like, I just want to eat. I want to do Rav Noam's workouts. And like, if I don't eat, like, you know, it's like really, really hard. But like, a doctor actually tells you can only fast one time. So that comes up in Som Gedalia and Yom Kippur. So what do you do? The exact same machlokas. Oh, so on one point, the Ravaz would say, yeah, you do it now. We fast Som Gedalia. That's right now. On the other token and spectrum is, no, we have to prioritize in life that which is more important. And 100, you know, you could argue with what days are important to davening, because it's a fair point, like putting on tefillin versus davening in Yom Kippur. Like, I'm not so convinced that Sibur on Yom Kippur would outweigh putting on tefillin. But everybody, like, you don't have to go ask for Steve here. Every person here, everyone, you know, from like a 6-year-old is capable of saying, Yom Kippur carries more weight than Som Gedalia. To not to fast on Yom Kippur is a far bigger deal than not to fast on Som Gedalia. It doesn't mean like you should feel good about yourself if you don't fast on Som Gedalia, but you should really feel bad about yourself if you don't fast on Yom Kippur. It's obviously much, much worse. However, okay, we'll just go, we'll give you the end of this sugya, and then we'll just talk about a little bit of drush. At the end of the day, what we paskin halacha l'maisa, we hold by chashivas. So it's not about doing now. We would do that which is more important. So we would fast Yom Kippur. We would go to a more important day. But just for the few minutes that we have left, I want to just focus a little bit on that mahalach of the Radbaz of doing right now. So like 5 weeks ago, really four weeks ago, I was like really excited. The Jaguars were 2-1. They were killing the Eagles. I'm like, oh my God, they're like the best team in football. And now we fast forward 5 straight weeks of losing by 1 score, and they're 2-6, and their season's over. But when they were 2-1, it's very hard to listen to podcasts on any team when the team is bad. It's unbelievable to listen when they're good. So I haven't listened in like 4 weeks. But when they were 2-1, their beat report, you know, like the Jacksonville Jaguars don't get like these, like, I don't even know, something Wiggins. He's probably a real southerner. He's like talking all about, he's breaking down their schedule. Like right before Yom Kippur. I think the Eagles game was right before Yom Kippur. And he's breaking down their schedule and saying, he's like going through the whole schedule, basically how they're going to be like 13-4. And one, it won't be true, and two, is idiotic. And then I started thinking, like, at that point, like, it really hit me. It doesn't matter, right? And we all do, let's break down the next half a year, the next year of our life. Like, just worry about now. And what do they do? He thought they'd lose to the Eagles and win the next 4. They'd be 6-2. The guy looked like an idiot because they lost all the games. But it's irrelevant if he looked like an idiot, because there's no reason why I'm analyzing what's going to be in a month from now when I just have right now. And in this stage of your life, like, it's very, and even, you know, BMPYP, why you landed? Okay, you have to make decisions. So you can't just be like, okay, I'm going to decide, like, if I'm staying a full year, I'll decide September what I'm doing. Like, the world doesn't really work that way. Like, you have to make decisions in life, but the focus has to be what am I doing? What am I doing right now? Like, too often we get so blown out of proportion, bent out of shape to like the big picture. I'm thinking like way, 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 way down the line. Like, what's going to be, like, I start to feel, I'm thinking about 2,711 days from now, the big Siyum HaShas, and like, who even knows, like, what Rav Eli Stefanski will have. Like, he might rent out, like, Israel. He might rent out, like, the entire, like, he'll close all of Yerushalayim, and there will be a million people just around Yerushalayim for, like, you know, a $10 million, like, mega fest Siyum. Like, who even knows? And we get so, we think so much about that, and sometimes we just have to, like, take a step back and just think about now. I heard a great story from Ray Reisman, the rabbi in Brooklyn. Reisman. He's a rabbi in Brooklyn. So like two or three Dafyomi cycles ago, before it was like a big deal, this guy, so he's like, he's talking it up. He's like telling people, like, then if you got like 7 people from the shul who did Dafyomi, it was like a big deal. Like, now if you have only 7 people in the shul doing Dafyomi, like, the rabbi needs to look for new employment. So this guy comes up to him and tells him, Rabbi, I just want to let you know, I'm not doing Dafyomi. You know, you always have those kind of people. Like, the people have to, like, not only are they not doing, but they have to make it, like, known. Like, no, receive, you know nothing. Me, who, like, doesn't know anything, like, no, you know nothing. I'm going to put my hands over the tops. So the guy tells the rabbi, like, I'm not doing Dafyomi. You know, I started 14 years ago, I did brachos, and then I couldn't do Shabbos. 7 years ago, I did brachos, I couldn't do Shabbos. I can't do it. And Reisman said, Okay. What's the worst thing if you just do brachos every 7 years? Like, it's not the worst thing in the world. Focus on now. Don't think about Shabbos. Don't think about Erev. Don't think about finishing Nida. Just focus on now. Don't think about, oh, what am I going to do in YU next year? Am I going to be in this year, that year? Focus on today. Focus on, I'm going to show up to Shachris and Mincha and Marv. I'm going to come to Rav Palti Shir. Just focus on that. Shift our attention to only now. That's like the reason why not that you guys are all great. The reason why Mark Merrill can't be successful, the reason why so many people struggle being successful, is that we have such a grand scheme picture of, I need to get to that point and I can't just focus on what I'm doing today. Does everything that we're shifting to today? Yeah. We can't rewind the past. You know, we'll go extreme. Let's go extreme. If you got someone pregnant in high school, maybe even had the kid, we'll just assume that. I haven't heard anyone live with her who fathered a child. And let's say they had an abortion. Let's say something like that happened. I can't go back to what happened that day in 11th grade and tell you, like, oh, let's take it back. Like, it happened. It's a part of your life. It happened. Okay. And whatever those extremes are, or non-extremes, like, we can't go back in time. We can't change that. And we can't fast forward 10 years from now. You can't make yourself be 28 and whatever your life is at 28. But you have to focus on what's going on at this exact moment. I felt for myself, and a lot of people, I thought dating was like a microcosm of that also. Like, you know, whatever world's one is in, but like you're already imagining like the wedding. But I have to imagine, I have to go through the date now. Like, I can't fast forward to being a father of four and not going through, you know, that second date of playing ping pong, which is one dating story. I once went out with a girl who was from the New York area, which made the story even more disturbing. But she said every single date, every single went off four or five times, that, you know, I grew up in such and such place in New York, and like, from in the from world, and I had never heard of like MTA, Central, DRS, SKA before I went to seminary. She said this every date. Okay, I didn't really care about the first date. That was like a bad, second date was bad, third date, fourth date, the time she said that, I smacked the winner in ping pong right there. Like, whoa, what happened? I'm like an ultimate ping pong player here. If you keep saying the same thing, like we don't know what's going to be. But getting back to the point, like, it's really just focusing on now. And again, you have to have, you can't go through life and be like, oh, how am I going to support a family? Oh, I'll figure it out on the time. Like, no, you can't have four kids and be like, okay, how do I make money now? Like, there needs to be chachma. Like, you need to put a shtadlus and you need to think about what's going to be. But it can't be like a stressor of like thinking that far down the road and then losing what everything is about what is today. Like, let's say someone pledged 500 daf or 800 hours or 300 hours or 20 prakim of Rambam, whatever they pledge during Simchas Torah, and even if you just did it to yourself, it's a good thing to make, you know, pledges to yourself as well. So what happens, like, you go through, you're like on a real high, you want that pasuk b'atareisa. Sometimes, like, I actually learned the guy, he's not so great at math. There are people that aren't great at math. So, like, you know, you say a number, and even the number, you're like, oh, it makes sense, until you start doing the math, and you're like, wow, it really doesn't make sense. So it could be very possible that you could be like, wow, there's no way I'm going to get to that point. And you could give up. Or you could just think, I'm just focusing on today. I'm just doing my hour and a half today. And if I don't get to 800 hours and I did 400 hours instead of 800 hours, is that so bad? Like, are we going to look at the guy and be like, wow, I worked 400 additional hours I wouldn't have done? I'm like such a Rasha. Like, you're like I'm in the same camp as people that are like Michal Shabbos. Like, I'm such a terrible person. No, you did great. But if you have that mind, well, I'm never going to get to 800, it's impossible, and then you do nothing. So then, yeah, that makes you, then you actually accomplish nothing. But the focus needs to turn to that exact point. Like, not thinking like, how am I going to be at 35, be like angry when I don't get a minion, or like planning, like, okay, that starts at 18, 19, and 20. Like, I'm making that a part of my life today. Today, 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 today. I'm just focusing on today. When Rav Chaim Kanievsky, this is like, I think well known, but it came out a lot when Chaim Kanievsky passed away. So he would make a siyum on Kol HaTorah Kula every year, and he would write a sefer on a leap year because he had an additional month, and he had like crazy cheshbonos for how he got it. But it was amazing, he didn't say it haphazardly. Oh, I'm going to pledge it. Like, he knew exactly what he was doing, and he had an exact amount. And how did he get to it? How did he accomplish his goals? Because every day he wasn't worrying about the end of the end. The end is going to work out. Somehow, Rashamai finishes Shas every day, every year. maybe every day also. He's not thinking, how am I getting to it? He's like, I'm focusing on today, and somehow it's going to work itself out. And that's like that's the avoda at this point. Some of you are leaving really, really soon, and even if you're staying here till June, as you remember from last year, like June will come really, 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 really quickly. Like that banquet will come really, really quickly. Remember, Tom was like rushing people to get up to speak. Like that's going to be here like before you know it. And if you're in YU in January or wherever, in Rutgers in January, wherever you're going to be, that's going to be. Is he hiding behind you? Oh, he is there. Wherever one is going to be, like that's going to come. That's going to come very quickly. But and it's not to be like, oh, how am I going to succeed? Like, you should know, how am I going to succeed there? That should be like questions that you are asking yourself. But the greatest way that you're able to have success is by making the most out of every day. Once you, it's like my muscle of life. I really do hold of it because I hold like football, like the definition of how we define life. But our life is, you know, you win games by winning first and second downs. If you face third and tens all day, you lose. If you face third and twos all day, you win on both sides of the ball. Third and tens are going to win on defense. Third and twos are going to win on offense. And how do you get to a third and two? By having successful first and second down. How do you get to third and tens, third and fifteens? By having unsuccessful first and second downs. And that's what life is. By having every day from now, just take it a week, or just focus on today. If today is successful, then that builds to tomorrow. Then that builds to Shabbos. And that builds to Sunday. And then all of a sudden, you know, we're all at Joshua Sima's Shas, even before his wedding. Like it'll be so soon. Like we're all dancing and celebrating and having they're bringing out the good alcohol. You know, it'll be mutter then. It's not mutter now. It'll definitely be mutter then. And you know, he'll whip it all out. And that all came because today he won today. It's all about winning on that individual and shifting that, really making Reinberg for you more than anyone in this room. Shift, yeah, Ben. Shifting that focus that I'm only focusing moving forward right now. What am I doing today? How am I winning? How am I winning today? And once I see that, I start having win, 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 and win. Then it becomes a lot easier, and we start to move forward. Otherwise, like the worst thing is like I really do believe like penalties are frustrating, and moving backwards in life is frustrating. Like you feel like you're losing, which essentially you are. So like we could call it what it is. And then it gets totally, totally like impossible to overcome that. But really keep that thought in your mind. Ginsburg, win the chess game today, and then you'll be the ultimate chess champion down the road. But it has to start with today. Like that idea. Even though we don't poskim like the Radbaz halacha l'maisa, we wouldn't do that. We would go for Yom Kippur or Purim or Shoshana or whatever. We'd go to a chashiv day. We would go to minyan. But we poskim like the Radbaz the hashkafa. That our focus is what's right now. I have that opportunity right now. Except for the 1 o'clock mincha. Let me go chop that opportunity right now. If I have that chance to learn, whatever it is that you decide on, it's also a good idea on non-yeshiva days, like Friday or Shabbos, as we talked about last week. Like, it's really hard when you always have to, like, when your my car, it can't really turn if the car is not moved. So it's like almost impossible to like parallel park with it and like make a K-turn. Once it's moving, there's no problem. But I can't, like, it has to be like really, really strong. Like it's a real avoda. So like every time when my car is starting, it's really hard to have that wheel move. When it's moving, it's not a problem. So it's the same thing when you come in on Sunday and Friday and Shabbos were productive. Then it's much easier to make Sunday a meaningful and a useful and a continuation day. And that's what we have to do. We have to do it right now. The time is now. Friday and Shabbos. Like, I'm going to, an hour and a half, whatever that amount of time is, you're going to say, I want to learn on a Friday or Shabbos. But do it right away. For two reasons. Number one, if you do it right away, so then if you do it later more, so you actually did extra. And just in general in life, like, just get it, do, I don't want to say get it over with, but have your obligation that you're making to yourself be done as soon as possible. Because what naturally happens is you get infused and infected with wasting time. We'll talk about this every week. We'll talk about it, like when we get to Shovim and more about like pornography as a general thing. But one of the sickness of pornography is not like what happens. It's like the utter, like it's just hours. Like you just keep shifting. You keep moving. Like it just doesn't end. It doesn't end. It's a continuous. Hey, we call it disease, whatever you want to call it. But like it just if it was like a 2 minute thing, like. No one talk about it. If it took 2 minutes, it was done. Like no one talk. It's because it just takes hours until anything happens. The same thing when we waste time in our day. Like you can look at a Friday. I'm not even saying when you wake up at 3 in the afternoon. You can wake up at 8 on Friday. And it could be like 3 o'clock. You're like, wow, I didn't do anything. my day was like a complete waste. Not even do anything awesome. I didn't do anything but do anything awesome. I looked at this piece of paper for 7 hours doing nothing. But so whatever that thing is that you want to, that you need to accomplish, do it first thing in the day. Get it over with. Accomplish. Get it done with. And then you'll see what, wow, I had a productive Friday, a productive Shabbos, and you're gonna keep moving. You're gonna keep moving, moving, and moving. And the time is now. Don't delay. Time is now. Time is now to be like Ginsburg. Have a wonderful Shabbos.